Police investigating the Washington area sniper have released a chilling message from the person believed to be the killer. At a news conference yesterday, Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose read a portion of a note found at the scene of a shooting Saturday night at an Ashland, Virginia restaurant.
Your children are not safe anywhere at any time.
Moose's revelation came at the end of a day in which a Montgomery County bus driver was shot and killed, shooting police are treating as if it were done by the sniper. NPR's Brian Naylor is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you know about this note?
First, there are now apparently two notes. Several newspapers are reporting a second note was found in a park at the scene of yesterday morning's shooting in Aspen Hill, Maryland. Its contents haven't been revealed yet, presumably still being processed for fingerprints and that sort of thing. But there are a lot of reports about the contents of the Ashland note, the one found tacked to a tree Saturday night behind the Ponderosa Steakhouse. It contained a demand for $10 million. It contained the threat to children you heard Chief Moose outline. According to the Washington Post this morning, it also contained harsh criticism of police efforts to solve the case, the writer saying he had called investigators half a dozen times and had been ignored at the command center, even hung up on. The writer of the note said that five people had to die because of what the writer called an incompetent action by police. The caller was described as being extremely angry.
Chief Moose, again yesterday, tried to communicate with the killer. What did he say?
Well, he read another cryptic message saying, quote, "We have researched the option you stated and found that it is not possible electronically to comply in the manner that you requested." Apparently, the sniper wants the money electronically transferred to him. Moose also appealed to the sniper, saying it's important that we do this without anyone else getting hurt.
How are the local schools reacting to this warning about the children not being safe?
Understandably, there's a lot of concern about children and schools. A lot of people were upset that police failed to publicly talk about the threat to children until late yesterday, although that's apparently what caused officials in Richmond to close their schools for a second day. Those schools are open today, as are schools in Montgomery County, although children, again, are being kept indoors. A lot of parents simply kept their kids home yesterday. Many officials say school is the safest place for children, but a lot of angry parents out there would like to have known what authorities knew about the threat.
Now, what about yesterday's shooting of the bus driver?
He was Conrad Johnson, a 35-year-old married father of two. He was standing on the steps of his bus in a staging area where drivers prepare for their runs when he was felled by a single shot. Doctors had him on the operating table for nearly 2 hours, but couldn't stop massive bleeding. The shooting occurred in a residential area. There was a wooded park nearby with a lot of apartment complexes. The area is also close to shopping centers, and it's the same neighborhood where the first two shooting deaths occurred. And if yesterday's killing was indeed the work of the sniper, it will mark the 13th victim, 10 of whom have been killed.
Neighbors in that area have to be wondering if it's a local resident.
There is some thought, you know, maybe he just walked away from yesterday's crime. Police had set up a lot of roadblocks. He obviously certainly knew the streets in the neighborhood pretty well, as he has in most of these instances, and all of these instances, he's been able to get away undetected.
NPR's Brian Naylor.